Good afternoon and welcome to Living Play and Q&A with Perry A. I'm excited today. I've been listening to Alicia Keys, This Girl on Fire, and I'm on fire about clay. I'm getting to do a clay party tonight and with one of our wholesalers, and I'm excited about that. We're going to have a bunch of girls and we're going to get clay. So head to toe, we're taking products to try and put on people. So I'm on fire, and I hope you're on fire and you have some questions you would like to share. We already have a few questions in queue. This is Perry A. We talk about calcium bentonite clay, how it works, what it works on. We discuss applications and recommended uses. I am not a doctor, and I don't give medical advice, but I do have a experience with clay and have written a book about it, so I'm speaking from that perspective and would love to hear your questions and help you have a love affair with clay. So I'm going over to the questions now. And we did have a few questions that popped up. It seems like once I sign off, they come through, a little delayed reaction. So I'm not sure if these were addressed, but I'm going to address them again. This is from Ginger in Center Point. She's one of our lawyer listeners. She said, I had a hole in one of my back teeth, and it really hurt. I put the clay in it and kept it there as much as possible. The pain left very quickly. I think it's healing the cavity. The dark in the hole is gone, thanks to clay. Ginger, I'd love to hear back from you to see how that's doing, and if you go to the dentist next time, what he has to say. That would be very exciting if clay will do that. And as you know, I never put anything past it. I always give it an opportunity. Then we have one from Dina, and she said, Perry, I hope it's okay to address another product, but for the person that asked about teeth cavities, I watched a black spot disappear on my tooth by using a combination of butter oil, and cod liver oil from Green Pasture. I now pack my teeth each night with clay. So there are two suggestions there. The clay may do it, and if not, here we've got butter oil and cod liver oil from Green Pasture. So thank you, Dina, for that suggestion. And Pam Lancaster, another loyal listener, said thank you, and for all of those who contributed today, wonderful support. And Joe Brothel, Joe gave us lots of questions last time, said, can clay help detox the body after mold exposure? Absolutely. You get in a clay bath and you start drinking clay and putting a poultice over your chest if you feel it congested and tightness in your lungs from breathing the mold in, and get started on that right away. Thank you for those questions, and we do have a few new ones in. Daisy from Peoria, what's the best way to mix for internal use? Daisy, it will depend on the type of clay you're using. If you're using the Living Clay brand, we use a 1-8 ratio. Now, Living Clay is a swelling clay. It swells 3 times. So this might be too watery using it with another clay, but it works well for the Living Clay. For however much water you put, however much dry powder clay you use, you want to use 8 times that amount of water, and you want to sandwich it between the water. So put a little water in the bottle, put your clay in, and then top it off with the rest of the water and shake it real good. Leave shaking room. I always put half the water in, the clay in. I shake it real good where I have agitation room to break up so it won't lump. And then I finish it off with the rest of the water and shake it again. Now, when you leave it on the countertop, it's going to settle. And you can shake it a few times for a couple of days, and you're always going to have some settlement. So after about 3 days, that settlement on the bottom is pretty much the gritty part. Some people drink it. When I get down to it, I like to add water to it, shake it up real good, and go water my plants, and they bloom like crazy, and it's great for them, particularly in the wintertime when they're kind of stressed. So that's what I find is the best way to mix it. There is a video on aboutclay.com. If you click on clay information and scroll to the bottom where the videos are, there's one on mixing the clay for the liquid and one on mixing the clay for a bath. So you're welcome to go there and they'll walk you right through it. You just want to use a plastic or glass container with a plastic lid. Don't store it in anything metal. All right, and now we have a question from Bridget in Dublin, Ireland. Wow, thanks for joining us, Bridget. She said, hi, Perrier, my question is this. I've been reading about clay and very impressed with what I hear. I have a stomach ulcer for over 30 years. I have had a stomach ulcer for over 30 years. I've tried many things and even strong antibiotics. I'm now taking the clay. It is giving me great comfort. Do you think the clay would finally rid me of this thing? Looking forward to your answers. Yes, to some extent. It's going to get it under control, just like you've noticed, and usually it's very quick that you use it on ulcers that you get a positive reaction to it. It starts healing it rather quickly. And if you keep drinking the clay, it'll keep doing that. But I would look at your source of over-acidity, your stress level, what's going on to create this ulcer, how you're eating, things like that. Because if you keep feeding the acidity, you know, the clay's going to go in and balance it. But once you stop the clay, it's back. So something is causing this. Are you a chronic worrier? And I invite you to let go of worrying because it's futile. You know, we worry about things that never happen. We borrow worry sometimes. I know people who, if you take all their worries away, they go hunting for something to worry about. Is the sun going to rise tomorrow? Some things we have to take on faith and trust and just release our worries. I had to release my children a long time ago when they didn't come in on time because I would pace the floor thinking if I just paced and worried real hard, they would mental telepathy hear me and call me or get to a phone and let me know they're okay. And finally one night, I just gave up on it. I said, this isn't working. I'm stressing myself out. I'm going to bed. And I just gave them to God. I said, these are your children. You look after them and bring them home safe. And no sooner had I done that and got in bed than here they came. So, you know, find a way to deal with your stress level that's causing this over-acidity, but keep drinking the clay because it's going to help. But the stress level is going to do damage on other parts of your body as well. We do have a wellness seminar that I teach once a month. The next one is going to be, January the 13th. And we do meditations and we talk about how to let go of negative mind talk and worries and things of that nature. And you're welcome to join us there. But that is a good question and thank you for that. And I have a question here from Ron in the Villages. I'd like to take clay in the morning on an empty stomach. I like to take clay in the morning on an empty stomach. I take Mascardi's for blood pressure in the morning. Is it okay to take both at the same time? I wouldn't take them at the same time. You know, check with your pharmacy and see how long it takes you to absorb your blood pressure medicine. More than likely, it's 30 minutes to an hour. Actually, I take a blood pressure medicine. I take Lensapril, the very smallest amount. No, is it Lensapril? I don't know, whatever. It's a little blue pill anyway. I get up in the morning and I take my shower and I do my hair and I take my vitamins and I take my medicine then and I finish doing my hair, my makeup, brushing my teeth and get dressed and I go in the kitchen. I fix my morning tea and after that I drink my clay. So 30 or 45 minutes has probably passed and I've never had any problem with it. My blood pressure is great right now, and so I don't see that would hurt, but check with the pharmacy and see how long it takes you to absorb it. Sometimes it's just 30 minutes and then you could take, but I wouldn't take them at the same time. Good question there. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's some more. Giovanni. Hi, Giovanni. We've been talking. I'm a really active guy and I'm exposed to the sun a lot. My dermatologist suggested to try to protect my skin a little bit more. Will your consumers see a Living Clay SPF sunscreen on the shelf anytime soon? You know, we've talked about that. And the funny thing is the clay itself is a sunscreen when you put it on, but who wants to walk around with dried clay on your face and your face feeling like concrete? We actually had a young girl that worked for us. She was redheaded and fair, and she entered a 10K run at 10 o'clock in the morning during the summer. And after an hour of running in the sun, she is usually beet red from the sun. She just sunburns real easily. Well, it was the Keep Austin Weird run, and her weirdness was to go with clay all over her. So everywhere her body was exposed, she had put a thin coat of clay on. And at the end of the race, when she washed it off, there was no redness and no sunburn. So in and of itself, it does. What we've got to do is figure out a carrier, and then we have to have it approved by the FDA to say that it is actually does provide protection of a sunscreen, and that may be a $1 million, 2-year test we have to enter. And most of them, you have to put zinc in it so they will accept that it is, because zinc is an approved sunscreen. So we need to kind of get a carrier of something to put it in so that it's not grainy on the skin, and that just boggles my mind. So I haven't figured out how to do that, but let me tell you this. After you're exposed to the sun, you get clay on your face. My grandson was playing ball the other day, and he had floated the river that day, and he didn't get sunscreen on the back of his neck. And the back of his neck was just beet red. And he had a ball practice, and he was standing out there squirming with the shirt, pulling it up over his neck. And when he came in for a break, I said, "What's the matter with your neck?" And he said, "I got sunburn." So I put, the only thing I had was muscle rub, and I put that on there. And it's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil. And, of course, from standing out in the hot sun, it was one of those 100 degrees days. And the sun was going down right on the back of his neck. The pores were all open, and when I put it on, he said, "Mina, it's burning. It stings. It's burning. Get it off. Get it off." So I had to go get a wash rag and dip it in water and wash it off. So it was on maybe 30 seconds, and I wiped it off, and he went back in the field, and I noticed he wasn't squirming with his shirt anymore. When he came back, I looked, all the redness was gone. So in 30 seconds, the muscle rub pulled that sunburn off. And after you've been exposed to the sun, I recommend doing a facial. Put a thin coat on at night, sleep with it on there, put it on your arms. It'll stop those little skin cancers from coming up. So keep being an active guy, and use clay when possible. Thank you. Okay, hey Joe. Joe is back. Can clay help detox the body after exposure to mold? Okay, I just answered that one. It said, can a person be allergic to clay? If so, what are the symptoms? I have had maybe 3 people who were what I call super sensitive, not allergic, but they were very sensitive, and they broke out kind of in a rash, and they wanted to keep taking the clay, so they kept cutting it down, and some of them would just start with like a fourth of a teaspoon, just that much, or use the watered-down clay to put on topically, and then they gradually built up to it and were able to increase it. So it's not that you're allergic to the clay as much as you are sensitive to the clay, and just have that sensitive nature about you. You'll know that if everything you take, you have to take in small doses or you kind of overreact to it. So if you're having a symptom, let me know what it is and we can figure out maybe what's causing it. Does clay work on all skin types? Yes. Dry skin? Yes. Something about clay, when it cleanses the pores, it brings circulation, and the skin just feels baby soft. Now, if you live in a real dry area, and in the wintertime, you know, if you're in a dry winter area, I would recommend using one of the face creams or the face and body cream on your face after doing a facial, or just, I use it every day. I love it. My skin feels like velvet. The creams are all natural, paraben-free. The bad chemicals are out, and we've added clay to them, and there's something about the clay that absorbs the grease, and it makes the softness stay on top of the skin, and it fluffs out the wrinkles. If you've never tried the body cream, I really recommend it to you. They have an unscented type that the men like, and it's good for all types of skin. Okay, and here's another one from Joe. What can clay do for people with big skin pores and acne? It cleanses out those pores. It tightens and shrinks them. If you've ever done a clay mask, when you put it on and let it dry, your face feels like it's set in concrete. And if you've just been still while it was drying, you try to smile or talk, and you feel like your face is going to break. So it's pulling the excess, the impurities, and the excess oil out of those pores and tightening those pores. It's mean on the acne. I mean, you just put it, if you feel a bump appearing, go get a little mud and just dab it right on there, and it'll go back the other way. It just disappears. It works on people's acne scars. It diminishes the scars. I have people who have drank the clay, and one young man that worked for us, and he said he was drinking it for acid reflux, and he noticed the acne on his back. He would get it on his shoulders, and it a lot of times acne on the back doesn't come to a head, but it makes big, hard, red bumps. And he noticed that it was going away and he wasn't having it there. So drinking it, applying it topically, letting it dry, they're all good ways to get rid of that acne. Can clay help somebody with corns on their feet? Yes, clay will peel corns off. You want to keep the corn covered in clay, put a little saran wrap on there and put it on real thick. And sleep with it on all night, you know, wear it all day, and they just peel off. We've even had some people who work rigorously on calluses on the bottom of the feet, and they kind of peeled off. One guy had a bone infection, and he was soaking his foot daily, and he had a big old callus on the bottom of his foot, and it just peeled off. It let go and peeled off. So get it on those corns and save your trip, but look at the shoes you're wearing because something's causing those corns. Okay. Joe, you're just wonderful. I love having you on. You have so many good questions. How can clay help someone's lungs? For instance, someone with asthma. Asthma is a closing of the bronchial tubes. Usually an allergic reaction. I would put it on the chest, the throat in the chest area and let it dry. I don't know how much it's going to be able to stimulate the bronchial tubes from the outside, but it's worth a try. You know, I know people who put, I'm trying to think what the Vaseline type rub, Vicks, you know, on their chest to open that. So it would act something like that. I don't know if it's going to stop a case of asthma. You kind of need to look at what's triggering the asthma and stay away from that as best you can. Or drinking clay over a long period of time will gradually reduce some of your allergies. Now, allergies can be systemic or or bloodborne, and it depends on which ones. It helps some more than others. But I did notice when I started taking the clay, I used to have asthma real bad when I get around cats and dogs, and I was getting to where I could stay in the room with them, and now I just have to be careful not to pet them and rub my face or, you know, fluff their hair where I'm popping that dander in my face. I'm doing much better with it. So give it a try. Gabby in Torrington, Wyoming. Oh, boy, somebody from Wyoming. Hi, Gabby. I think I've talked to you before. Hi, Perrier. I have very dry skin, especially my feet. Now I have a terrible deep crack on my left heel. Would you suggest using the clay on this? Yes, I would. And that you need to put it on thick, cover it with some saran wrap or wrap some Glad Press and seal around it. Put a sock on over it. Leave it on at night. You know, I know some people who just cover their feet with the clay mud and like get a plastic bag and put over their feet and tape it around the ankle so they can sleep with it. It's a little awkward to sleep with it on, but leave it on there as much as possible to soften that skin and heal that crack. And then during the day, I recommend you get some of the, if it's cracked, you may want the unscented body cream. It's very thick and rich, and it really helps the dry skin on the legs. It's not greasy, but it softens. So I'd recommend that. Joe again, can using a metallic spoon take the ionic charge from the clay? What would be the best? Would it be best to use a plastic spoon? Plastic or wooden are better. You never want to stir clay. Now, if you're just dipping into the jar, you can use a little plastic spatula. They have some of these little sampler things at the beauty store that they put wax on with where you can dip in and get it if you don't want to use your fingers. It's not going to change the charge if it's just temporary contact with it. If you leave it in all night, yes, it's going to probably, if it's a cheap spoon, it's going to rust it. So I left a cheap kitchen spoon in some clay all night one time and probably all day and all night, and I noticed it was beginning to rust around the edges. But remember that 1 gram of clay has a surface area that covers a fourth of a football field, so you still have a good lot of good clay left. One time when we first started using the clay, we got a little swimming pool, and we were going to make a big batch where you could go in and take a muddy clay bath. And we didn't mix it in a blender back then. We just put the water over it, and then we get a board and stir it ever so often and get in and mash it with our hands. And someone had left this piece of varnished board laying on top of the clay, and the next morning when I went out, it had stripped the varnish off the board, and there was black all around the board where it pulled that varnish off and it was in the clay. So we just scooped out that part of the clay and threw it away. And went ahead and used the rest of it. But the board, it took some of the color out, really bleached the wood, and it took all the varnish off. So if you washed your face with clay and washed it off, and you may have a little clay residue on the wash rag, when you're walking out of the bathroom, do not rub it across any vinyl woods. Don't be dusting with that wash rag, because if it's an enamel finish, it's going to be sticky afterwards. So that's good to know. All right. These are great questions. Another one from Joe. I noticed the living clay soaps have saponified oil in the ingredients. Does that mean lye is used? Yes, but it is used, and it's, they add, you can read, there's an article there about it. It tells you what a saponified oil is. It's not like cooking lye soap. It changes, it saponifies the lye. They put things in there with it that change it to an oil. And they're very, very smooth and very sudsy. It's, the soaps are wonderful. Makes my skin feel great. So it's different than lye soap. This soap process takes a month. It's called a cold process, where the lye is saponified and makes these oils. Probably not explaining it very well, but there is, when you go in and click on the site and the ingredients, and then there's an article under articles about how soaps are made, and it's very interesting. Hi, Pamela. Pamela in Lancaster, California is with us. How long is it best to wait after taking vitamin mineral supplements after drinking some morning clay? Well, you know, I wouldn't drink them right together. I think 30 minutes is fine. You just want to give a little time to absorb your vitamin minerals. I'm not really convinced that it hurts your vitamins and minerals, because that's what clay is. Clay has calcium. The dominant minerals in clay are calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus. It's got a little iron. You know, it's like taking a multivitamin. Only the vitamins are fused together, and only these high percentage vitamins that I mentioned are in the adsorption layer. Actually, there are only four of them, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, that are in the exchange layer, the adsorption layer, that are actually thrown off into the body, and then they take on the baddies. So I really don't think it's going to hurt them. You're talking about taking vitamins with vitamins. It's just the clay acts differently. So if you're worried about it, wait 30 minutes and get after it. Mac from Silver Springs. I take thyroid medication in the morning every day. When do I have to take the clay? Call your pharmacist and ask him how long it takes you to absorb the medication, and then you can take it. You can also do a poultice over your thyroid. A lot of people have had good success doing that, but only leave it on for about an hour, not longer than an hour, and do it once a day. All right, Jenny in Silver Springs. I have a dark spot blemish on my face. Does the clay help? My husband smokes and he's coughing. How the clay will help him? I would put the clay on the blemish. I would also drink the clay. It depends on the cause of it. A lot of times it lightens them. So go ahead and try it. It's a cheap try and see what it does. We've had people with pregnancy mass that start drinking the clay and it goes away. Some of the blemishes are caused by hormonal imbalance, and the clay balances the body, and that affects the blemishes on the face. Your husband smoking and coughing, what's going to help him most is to quit smoking, but, you know, I know you know that. I would have him take some clay baths. The baths will probably turn brown, just getting the extra nicotine out of his system. I had a lady that smoked two packs a day for 20 years, and she said her first few clay baths, it literally turned the clay brown. So keep taking him until the clay comes out. You know, he can take a clay bath and it doesn't turn it. I would also take a little of the clay mud and rub it on his throat and chest when he starts coughing. Drinking the clay naturally. You know, I always tell everybody to drink the clay. It's beneficial in so many ways. I would have him swish with it in his mouth to help his smoke breath. You can put a little clay. Clay is a deodorizer. A lot of people are swishing with clay. Like oil pulling, if you do that 5 minutes a day, it's very good on your gums and your teeth. It'll tighten your gums back to your teeth, and you know, it cleans your palate. And we used to give clay for a chili cook-off. Some of the chilies were really hot, and you can drink the clay, and it takes the burn away, and it also cleanses the palate, so the next chili they taste, they don't have carryover. So there's lots of ways to use clay. And good luck with that smoking, because he's going to eventually hit a wall where one day he's got to make a choice whether he wants emphysema or he wants to live. And it's hard to quit smoking. There are a lot of people out there that keep trying it and having a hard time, but I wish him the best. All right, we're out of questions. Wow, that was a great flow of questions. Oops, here's another one. Can clay help with severe constipation? Joe, it's a funny thing. 90% of the people who take clay say they start having 3 good bowel movements a day. And the other 10% say that they were constipated and they're still constipated. But what I recommend is taking an over-the-counter magnesium tablet, 250 milligrams. It's not like a laxative, but it will help loosen things up and you go to the bathroom much better than I like it better than laxatives. Or you can take a smooth move tea or whatever you use to keep your janitorial services working. But generally, if it's going to help, you'll notice within the first few days, you'll just notice you're having better bowel movements. And why it works with some and doesn't with others has something to do with individual body makeup and where their digestive system is. So that one still puzzles me. And it's sort of like it can stop diarrhea and it can stop constipation. So it kind of knows where to go and what to work on. So, Gabby, thanks for your suggestion about my cracked heel. Can the clay be used as a deodorant of sorts? Absolutely. I use it for a deodorant. I take the clay mud in the morning and after my shower. I put a thin coat under each arm, and when I'm drying my hair, it dries. And I just go through the day with it on there. And it's also good for your lymph glands under your arm. So just put a thin coat on, let it dry. You can do that at night, too. You can sprinkle clay in your shoes or in your socks if you were talking about that kind of odor. Our feet sweat, and our shoes get the smelling after a while. I was trying to think what someone had used clay for recently that got rid of an odor, and I can't think of it. Oh, here's a tip for the holidays that are coming up. Got this the other day. I had a lady who's has 2 boys who are in college, and she said that it's great for hangovers. And I don't drink very much. You know, I can drink 1 glass of wine, which I'll have occasionally with friends, and I can feel it, and I start getting that headache, and so I take a shot of clay afterwards. Now, my daughter has some friends, and they like to party, and they drink a lot, and if they'll take a shot of clay, a jigger of clay, and a glass of water before they go to bed, they will wake up feeling sunny and bright, no headache, I promise you, no hangover, no dry mouth, you know. So it's great for hangovers during the holidays, so remember to take your clay when you come in from those parties and spare yourself the pain the next morning of paying the price for a celebration, huh? How about that? Okay, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Gabby, thanks for the tip on body odors. Love you, gal. Oh, thanks, Gabby. You know, I feel like I know you and some of these others, Pamela and Ginger, because you're always on here. And I just want you all to know how much I appreciate you. And Joe, and where would we be without Joe and all his questions? He asks the questions most of us forget to think to ask. So I love it when people have questions and they come with me with that. It's really, really good. I definitely increase your clay a little during the holidays because we have so much stress. Remember to breathe. Remember to meditate. Remember to quiet down. and play some music. Music kind of relieves the stress too. You don't have to be superwoman and do everything, and sometimes we have to make choices on what to keep and what to let go of to keep our sanity. And delegate. You know, your children can do more than you think you can. Even little ones can learn to fold clothes and to carry the trash out and do some little chores that help. So don't forget to use that kid power. And here's a tip. Don't let anybody take your happiness away. Plan to have a happy, stress-free holiday. And if any situation or anybody punches that trigger that takes your happiness away, you are giving them your power. Because you have a choice to stay happy regardless of what they do or say or what's going on around you. You can still be happy. We've heard of people staying happy in the worst of situations and having a sense of humor. So choose happiness and walk away. Let go. Let it go. Don't be engaged. Don't let somebody engage you in an argument. I've had people come to my house one time and two gentlemen were in each other's face and having a big argument, and they were really getting escalated and the energy was getting thick. It was noticeable and I didn't like the feel of it, so I asked them to go outside, just like little kids. If you want to fight, go outside and do it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not your judge and jury, and what you do to each other is up to you, but don't do it in my house and my environment. My house is a complaint. I live in a complaint-free world. So take your complaints and your arguments and go outside with them. And that's just loving yourself, and you've got to love yourself these days. So I wish you happiness and joy through the holidays, and remember to laugh every day and laugh at the things you can't do anything about. Accept it and go on and look for something good. Sometimes there's the challenges have a hidden blessing, and just don't be too quick to condemn the event until you find out what it's going to lead to. So Merry Christmas to all, and I will see you after Christmas at our next teleseminar. No, I can't remember when the next one is. If it's the 27th, I think we were gonna, maybe we're doing it the 20th. Anyway, check with the website and the newsletter because it's in there, and I don't really know. I have down the 20th, but it seems like we were gonna skip a week in there and do it the 27th after Christmas, but people may not be back by the 27th. Anyway, I'm not going to fret over it. I'm going to have a happy holidays, and I wish the same for you. Thank you and good day.